Good morning and welcome to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. The Kanes will take you on an exciting exploration that will open the door to living in the moment. Now, here are your hosts, Ariel and Shia.
Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening. Welcome to Being Here. I'm Ariel.
I'm Shia.
Ah, the choice is yours.
It really is.
The choice is yours whether to have
always is
a fantastic moment or one that is beleaguered.
How about a fantastic life?
Yes, well, those moments string together.
Yes, they do.
Mm.
What it takes to have a fantastic life is to truly realize that it's your choice, that this moment is where your life is taking place, and you can either resist it, think it ought to be different, or groove with it, or have fun with it, or be a yes to it, or operate as though you are the author of your life rather than the victim.
You know, I'm sitting across the desk from Shia, which I really enjoy, and he said just now a whole bunch of things, and I had no clue where he was going. I was simply listening. And that's one of the most wonderful things in the world, is allowing yourself, at least from my experience, to be here and listen and not have to rush ahead. It keeps things so new.
But you're talking about listening non-preferentially.
Yes.
See, most of the time, we want things to show up the way we believe they ought to be. We want people to say what we expect them to say. We want them to agree with our point of view. We frequently will disagree with their point of view, especially if it's political in this climate, in this country.
I just got a really funny image, too.
Yeah.
It's like having earmuffs on and over your head, big fat earmuffs. If you have an issue, something you consider an issue that you're trying to work out, either about yourself or
your parents,
let's do it for instance. And then you're listening to see whether or not the person, in this case myself and Shia, is going to address it, is going to conform to your ideas that they really are the problem.
then you won't listen to anything we say that doesn't seem to lead in that direction.
Change is problem solution. You can have 1,000 quote problems and you'll be listening to solve them, but it's like whack-a-mole. You solve one and the next one just pops up.
Change is linear. Change happens over time. Change is incremental.
It takes effort.
And you never make it.
It's logical, too. It goes through a logic system. Transformation is
instantaneous.
We finish each other's sentences. Just
if you
haven't
noticed.
Yeah.
It's instantaneous.
It really is.
It doesn't happen over time. It happens with an illumination where a light falls on something. You see something. You see it newly. And suddenly, your whole universe is a new possibility rather than what you've believed to be the only way things go.
I was walking through a room in our house today, and I bumped my thigh on a table. And I looked down, and I saw that the table was there. And I saw that a bench that we have in front of our couch that we use as a coffee table had moved over a little bit, made the walkway between those two pieces of furniture a little narrower. So I just slid the bench aside. I doubt that I will hit it again. I didn't judge myself for having moved it one way or the other. I didn't judge myself for having bumped it. When you see something, you either have actions to take if they're needed or not.
Well, that's interesting that you use that example because I see enlightenment or transformation as a happening when you see something that you haven't seen before. So if we turned out all the lights in the room and asked you to walk around the room, you'd probably bump into some furniture, especially if it was pitch dark. Now, if we turn a light on, you avoid that furniture without even thinking about it because it's obvious.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's that way with transformation. You know, you're trying to rearrange life to turn out the way you want it to. That's change. With transformation, you see the way your life is, and then you live that.
And now, when I walk through the room, I include those pieces of furniture. I navigate it very easily. Clearly, if those pieces of furniture didn't fit, I would remove one. So the analogy only goes so far. But there are parts of your history that you're trying to fix, change, or eradicate, rather than simply include that they exist in your room and move on.
Well, the first principle of instantaneous transformation is anything you resist or don't want, don't like, would rather be different, is held in place. Anything you resist persists. It grows stronger. It dominates your life. Your life becomes about what you resist in your life. That's wild. You know, physics, every action is an equal and opposite reaction. Well, for everything you resist, you're stuck to it because you're resisting it keeps you attached to it. Second principle is your life shows up moment by moment exactly as it does and cannot be different because the universe shows up moment by moment exactly as it is. Definition of perfection is whole, full, complete, lacking no component part, immutable, cannot be changed. So each moment of our life is showing up and cannot be changed because in the moment it shows up, it's complete. And then another moment comes along. Okay, that's the second principle. It's all perfect. Your life is showing up perfectly. Whether you agree with it or not is besides the point.
But it's perfect in that it's immutable. By the time you notice catalog talk about what is, that what isness has already gone by.
Yeah, it's what was.
and what was you can't fix.
Right. And then there's the third principle that says anything you see without judging completes itself in the moment you see it. So there's no work involved in this, and there's nothing wrong with discovering that you've been putting your shoes on backwards. You'll be a lot more comfortable in walking if you put them on the right foot.
But now you have a choice.
That's right.
Yeah. We have several callers holding. How about we take the first one?
Let's please.
All right, Ms. Naz. Where are you calling in from today?
Oh, hi, Errol and Shire. I'm calling in from Cheshunt in Hertfordshire, the UK. And it's in between London and Cambridge.
Nice. Welcome to the show. What can we do for you?
Oh, fantastic. Well, I looked at the topic of the show. The choice is yours. And I had a really funny moment this morning where I had a particular way that a routine that I was going to do today, and it was so funny because this morning I lost a piece of technology that I needed. I was going to do some yoga, and I thought I can do that first thing in the morning. And in that moment, I could feel myself thinking, "Why isn't it in the place it is?" And
could you repeat that?
I
lost the piece of technology that I needed wasn't where it usually is. So
were you going to do yoga by watching like a DVD or something like that?
Absolutely, yeah.
Okay, and the DVD was missing.
I see.
Computer wasn't working, or why isn't it where it should be? Okay, got it. Now I'm following you.
Naz?
Yep.
Would you do me a favor?
Yep.
Slow down 5%. Because I have to translate your English into American English.
Plus, we're doing this as a pre-record, and while it sounds good on air, for some reason, whenever we do pre-records to be aired later, it gets a little buzzy as it comes in and we're hearing it, so it's a little distorted. So if you slow down just a touch, it'll be so much easier for us.
Sure.
That's much better. That was a good cure.
So this morning, I couldn't find the DVD, and in my head, I was getting to the point of upset of why isn't it there, and it was. I realized that I had a choice as to get upset and try and find it, or just move on with the rest of my day. And it was a really, for me, quite a magical moment, because I thought, I'm just going to carry on with my day. I'm sure, you know, I can look for it later. And the rest of the day panned out really smoothly. I found I had to go out and get my passport updated, and it was super easy to find a parking space and just get on with the day. And when I came home, I found that it was in another room, and I hadn't even been looking for it. So,
right.
And that was just really cool.
Isn't it nice how if you don't upset yourself, life can unfold effortlessly?
And had you gotten upset and searched around and made yourself aggravated, you wouldn't have come around the corner at the time that parking space was open. You would have had a different series of people in front of you at the passport office and perhaps a different person to process your passport. It's funny how the choices we make moment to moment really impact the quality of our lives.
Well, you know, Naz, nothing is worth losing your state over.
Yeah.
You know, the state of well-being happens when you are in, I don't know, agreement is the right word, but are congruent with the circumstances of your life. In other words, you're not in disagreement or fighting with what happens in this moment. You are interacting with it like it's your idea.
You know, a lot of the meetups around the world that are associated with our approach are called Say Yes to Your Life meetups. And the reason people have adopted that is that it is far more attractive than say, huh, to your life. But really, our approach is about noticing, about, huh, look at this.
Look what just happened. Look what's happening. Rather than, do I vote for or against it?
Do I want it or not?
What's my preference? Who cares your preference? It really doesn't matter what your preference is. Life shows up the way it does, your preference or not.
I would like to point out one slight possibility or option or perhaps inaccuracy in what you said. You said you had a choice, and your choice was a binary choice: get upset and look for it, or get on with your day. There was potentially, although there wasn't then because you didn't think of it, the choice to not get upset and look for it. But clearly, you didn't want to do yoga in that moment.
And the other thing is, you think upset is somehow a viable option in how you go about your life.
Sure.
It's excusable for certain circumstances.
And I think it's lovely you came across the DVD without even looking for it, but it's also possible that if you'd stopped for a moment, that within a few
microseconds,
you might have had an impression of
a
where
realization
it might be
where it was
for it to be, even if you hadn't moved it there.
Well,
But...
And that's not to say you should have done that. I just found it an interesting either or.
Yes, but if you want to make somebody else responsible for your moods, for your upsets, for your expression of yourself into life, then your husband could have moved it.
And I'll tell you something. The moment somebody is in your space, husband, kid, sibling, once you have somebody there, immediately, if your mind is structured like mine, they did it.
Totally. Yeah. Yeah, that's so
hey,
true.
Hey, Naz, you know, you have a nice laugh. I like your laugh.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And what I like about it, it's a laugh of self-recognition.
Without being denigrating or degrading
right.
yourself, it's like, oh, yeah, look at that. That's
yeah,
pretty funny.
You know, we say something, you look, you see it, and then you laugh because that's just the way you've been operating. It's not bad, not good.
It's not even personal.
Right.
Our minds get structured in the wildest ways.
And we have very little control over how our mind was structured in the growing up process because you didn't sit up on high on a cloud one day and say, okay, those two people there, I want those for my parents.
And if you did, you definitely forgot it by the time you pop out.
That's right.
You certainly didn't say, what language do I want to speak? I choose British English or I choose American English.
Well, I choose to go to a break right now because we're going to have to. You come back with us after the break?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Lovely. We'll be back with Naz.
Shortly.
So come on back.
And don't miss being here.
Become our friend on Facebook. Post your thoughts about our shows and network on our timeline. Visit facebook.com/Voice America.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you, too, can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit TransformationMadeEasy.com to receive free video and audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Success, health, satisfaction. Now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books that will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. Ariel and Shia also invite you to attend their fun, interactive workshops in New York, Germany, England, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Kane's books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. So why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting TransformationMadeEasy.com. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com.
It's your world. Motivate. Change. Succeed. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
You are listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back.
Yes, welcome back to Being Here.
We are coming to Hamburg, Germany soon, in about a month. April 2nd, we're doing the Freedom to Breathe, and it's a Thursday. It's a day-long course where you get to use breath to come back into your body And
it's to access the current moment of your life without going through your thought processes
and without going through words. It's a real relief. Then we'll be doing the course, The Power of Being Clear and Direct. And I know a lot of people think that is primarily being clear and direct when you're speaking to others, but you cannot be clear and direct if you're not being clear with yourself first. In New York City, we are offering transformational time and project management on May 2nd and 3rd. Did I say that The Power of Being Clear and Direct was on April 3rd, 4th, and 5th?
You did.
Okay, good. Just checking. Those are the two weekend seminars we have upcoming next. We also have a course on relationships in New York City coming up in June. It's a ways away, but sometimes people like to schedule their summer out. You know, they get ready for that. In 2021, that's a ways away.
January.
It's going to come faster than you think.
Your life is going by faster than you can imagine. We're doing 2 weeks of courses in Costa Rica.
You can come for either week or both. It's on leadership, communication, well-being. It's an immersion course into the brilliance of being you.
I like that.
There's an early registration discount in a little over a month. That's on April 20th.
That's the end date for
the
discount.
That's the end date. If you know that you're coming, register. And there is a prerequisite of attending a weekend. If you want to know more about any or all of our seminars,
go to our website, transformationmadeeasy.com.
Great. We were speaking with the lovely Naz. Hey, Naz.
Hey.
It was really a treat to see you fall into being yourself in Costa Rica this year.
Oh, it was such a treat being there, really. And I'm looking forward to 2021 as well. And Hamburg.
So,
and this fall.
You said and Hamburg, and what was the last thing you said?
I'm talking to you now, this call now.
And this call now.
Oh, yes. So here's the thing. What you did in what you told us about was you had the possibility of getting upset over not being able to find your CD for yoga, and it didn't happen. And I believe that's a direct result of the time we spent together in Costa Rica this year.
Because it used to be you'd automatically get upset and have to try to talk yourself out of that state.
Right.
Rather than seeing options.
Prior to it happening and not going down that road.
Totally. Totally. It's happened a number of times since I've come back from Costa Rica where, and it's made such a difference to my day-to-day life.
I'm very happy for you.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, I really am.
You know, when you learn the skill sets of being present, and particularly in Costa Rica, you practice the skill sets of being present without a lot of what, as Naz was saying, your day-to-day life distractions. Then when you step back into the structure of your life, including the things that you want to do and the things that you do for a living or taking care of kids or any of those things, your ability to be present within that structure is
enhanced.
It's a whole different lifestyle. I'm very excited about it. And I'm also really admire that you're on this radio show with us, this podcast, that you're coming to Hamburg, that you're coming to Costa Rica, because it's not a statement that there's something wrong with you. It's a statement of intent about what you are investing in.
You see, transformation is like a new language. It's a different reality than the reality that most of us have been raised in, which is based in change, based in getting somewhere, based in trying to fix ourselves. And so reinforcement by attending on a regular basis really allows the technology to go deep and for you to relax into your life rather than stress over things.
Hey, thank you so much for spending time with us and for calling in today and having this conversation. I think it's given people insight into how we often think a little narrowly, and there are often many more options, and also how exciting it is to see that you have an option rather than already automatically be upset. It's good for you.
Oh, thank you for having me, guys.
You're very, very welcome.
Hey, we have another caller.
Yes, we have Micah. Where are you calling in from, Micah?
Hello, I'm calling in from Hamburg in Germany.
You know, it's funny. We hear your voice and both Ariel and I simultaneously smile.
Oh.
It's almost always that way. It's like we hear different people and we hear Naz. It's like, oh, it's Naz. But for whatever reason, your voice hits the smile button on us. So it's fun talking to you.
So we're smiling on. What can we do for you today?
Oh, I like to talk about something that kind of like bothers me or wonders me. And when I read the title, The Choice is Yours, that reminded me of it. Because I sometimes find myself choosing, that's what I think, to be late for things. And even if I'm ready to depart for, I don't know, an invitation or something, and I'm pretty clearly ready, I find things to occupy myself with, and the result is I'm late. And that happens like every day. And I have the feeling I choose that. And I try to find an explanation.
I have a different take on it.
What's that?
From my point of view, my dear, you're a very shy person. And if you arrive late, there's the possibility you won't have to make small talk with people.
Oh. Because you also came to Costa Rica, and there are different sessions. There's the different meals. There are the opportunity for massages, manicures, pedicures. There's the different sessions. There's the different excursions out into Costa Rica. You were never once late.
Oh, that's
true.
Yeah.
So it has to have value for you. You don't just be late. There's not just something wrong with you. And if you, by the way, if you know it really is that you put one more thing to do before you go, you may want to take a look and see what it's saving you from. I noticed it for myself today. I go to Pilates. I work with a coach for a half hour, 3 days a week. And I've started to, now that it's getting a little warmer here, because we are pre-recording this since we'll be out of town on the 11th of March when it airs. It was in the 30s this morning, so that's warmer. And I noticed that I want to do That's Fahrenheit. So it's a little above freezing, just above freezing. And I noticed that I always want to do one or two things before my half-hour walk. And if I do one or two things, and it's a 20-minute walk or a 15-minute walk, and for whatever reason, I find from time to time going for a walk confronting. It's as if it's too much work, or there's just something.
That's kind of like brushing your teeth.
It is. So I noticed the desire to, oh, let me just wash this extra dish. Let me just empty the grounds container in the
coffee maker,
and I didn't do it. Simply seeing without judging, then you have options. If you're seeing that you add things in, you have options, and then you can go and see, enjoy, feel what it is you might be missing by the strategy you put in place.
When you were a child. See, this is an old thing. coming late.
And it's not all the time, because you didn't miss your flight to Costa Rica. You didn't miss your flight home. You didn't miss your bus home. So I'm really clear, it's a situational thing, not an always thing, even though you like to paint it with a broad brush.
So, Micah, there may be things that seem to you to be confronting or difficult where you're going, so you arrive late so you don't have to deal with those things.
That's so interesting. I just remember that when my son was very small and I took him to kindergarten, I kind of took him late because he didn't like to go there. Until the ladies in the kindergarten, they told me for him, who is quite shy, it would be easier to arrive early so he has time to adjust to, if that's the right word, to feel comfortable.
Yes.
It never occurred to me it might be the same with me.
That's right. Maybe you should apply that to you.
That strategy which you employed for your son, it sounds like you've been employing for yourself. And maybe you should listen to your kindergarten teachers.
That's right.
Wow, yeah. For me, it looks like I'm going to Sorry, I didn't hear that.
I said, how fun is that? For you, it looked like what?
For me, it looks like I'm going to places where I want to go. Like, it's nice things where I want to go to, where still I decide to be late.
I want to go for a walk. In fact, I love it when I can go longer. I like it when it's 45 minutes or an hour before. There's something really wonderful about the leisure of that rather than having to press. But that doesn't mean that for some reason I don't have it in my mind constructed as if it's confronting.
I find it very interesting and very convincing, I'm about to say. Like, I can feel that there's something very right with that.
Have fun with it. You can't do, Micah, you cannot do your life wrong. And if you bring awareness to what you're doing, it doesn't hurt. It just allows you to have choices in your life rather than go through it mechanically. And you know, when we go through life mechanically, we're not really living our lives. Our lives are more or less living us.
Yeah.
The true freedom is to do what your life requests of you as though it's your idea.
Yeah, right. Thank you very much.
Oh, thank you very much. It's a pleasure hearing your voice.
And it was fun speaking with you.
Yes.
Now we get hear a whole new different voice and have that experience,
yes,
too.
Yes, but we'll see you in Hamburg.
Yes, that'll be such a treat.
Hamburg.
Awesome.
Bye-bye.
Bye. I know we're moving on toward the end of this segment, but we have time to get started with Marin. Marin, where are you today?
Hi, thanks for having me.
I'm in
Brussels, Belgium.
You're in Belgium. Lovely. What can we do for you?
I have a question. The idea that the choice is mine, I do find that very confronting at times in situations when I just don't feel I do have a choice or I can't see that choice. So I tend to put pressure on myself to find it, to see the choice. As you said, talking myself out of it.
I'm having a hard time following you. We need a little specificity here.
Give us an example.
Okay. I can give you an example from my professional life. I am a simultaneous interpreter.
Yes.
And what happens rather frequently is that a speaker who would like to get attention, they might take a pen and tap on the microphone. And that, in our ears, with the headsets on, that's a very loud noise. That can actually, it hurts your ears. You get a fuzzy noise. You can't hear very well for a while afterwards.
Okay.
So in that moment, I feel the damage is already done, and I get upset because I need to stay concentrated because the speaker is not going to stop.
I love this. Look, darling, we're going to go to a break now, but I love what you just said, and we'll talk about it when we come back, okay?
That's great. Thank you.
Awesome.
Great.
We'll be back with Marin in a few, so come on back.
And don't miss being here.
Voice America is available on your Google connected device.
Okay, Google, play Turning Hard Times into Good Times podcast on iHeartRadio.
Try it today.
Feeling inspired, entertained, enlightened? Would you like more? Ariel and Shia invite you to participate in their fun and lively transformational seminars that have allowed people across the globe to have highly satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Join the Canes and their amazing community live and in person in New York, Germany, England, or even Costa Rica. Ready to deepen your experience of instantaneous transformation in your career, family, and relationships? Then take the leap. Register today at transformationmadeeasy.com.
Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club. The Canes online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on being here. Write comments on the Transformational Moments blog and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos plus enlightening advice. Join at transformationmadeeasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. Transformationmadeeasy.com, the Excellence Club. This moment is precious, and being here for it is an idea worth sharing. So after you're done listening to the show, you can forward it to your friends and join the conversation on Ariel and Shia's Facebook or Twitter page, Transformation Made Easy. You can also connect with like-minded people by visiting a Say Yes to Your Life meetup group near you. Transformation is a communicable ease. The more you share it, the richer it becomes. Find out more at transformationmadeeasy.com.
It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
You are listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back, and thanks for listening. A reminder that we have two more weeks where we're airing 1 hour earlier in the UK and in Europe. So if you listen live, be sure to tune in at 4 in the UK and at 5 in Europe. And we want to thank everybody around the world, regardless of where you live, for listening.
So we have particular cities that we like to shout out to.
And these are ones that we see in our demographics that people have been listening from. So
if you live in Aurora, Illinois, thank you for listening.
In Ashburn, Virginia.
Ogden, Utah.
Santa Ana, California.
Sydney, Australia.
Dordrecht, Netherlands.
Zurich, Switzerland.
Hessen, Germany.
And even anywhere else.
And even if we mispronounced any piece of where you live.
Like Illinois?
Yeah, Illinois. No noise in Illinois. Please excuse us, but know that we are sincere in appreciating that you listen. We are speaking to
Marin.
Yes. And she was saying that she gets upset when
she's a simo translator and when somebody that she's translating starts tapping with a pen, it gets very loud in her ears and she gets upset. Was that correct?
Mary? That is absolutely correct, yes.
Okay. I want to suggest something. And that is that you never get upset if you're not upset. See, if you're already upset, you look outside yourself to see what you think is causing your upset, Because good people don't get upset.
Now, of course, there are...
I'm kidding about that.
But there, of course, there are absolute exceptions. If you,
or
a car jumps a curb and hits you and breaks your leg, you will be upset. But what he's talking about is in a general day-to-day life to
the
recognize...
The sound of a pen tapping does not upset you. You upset yourself with it and blame it on that pen. See, people are, for the most part, not really willing to be responsible for their experience of living. They want to make somebody else responsible, especially on those negative things. You know, it's fine to say to your boyfriend, oh, when you touched me that way, it felt so good. But if he touches you and it doesn't feel so good, it's not so easy to say. You know, that's a more normal thing where you blame a negative feeling on the people around you rather than, oh, baby, you create the space for me to feel great.
And, you know, Marin, if this was the only area that upset reared its head, then we might look at it differently. But you often write us questions for the Premium Excellence Club. And inherent in there, if you go back and you look at the successive questions you've asked for us over the past year, you will see that there's often a rotating version of who upset you.
Now, if you see this, without judging it, it will free you from the need to get upset. See, if you just, that's the beauty of transformation, Marin. That third principle, anything you see without judging completes itself. So if you see that you've been blaming being upset on a certain thing and you just see it, it's over.
You know, it was interesting. In Costa Rica this year, we did a series of videos for our subscription series, the Premium Excellence Club. And one of the things that happened was at some point, somebody tapped their microphone, or they barked a laugh, or they did something that unawarely, they didn't realize that the person who had their headset on, that it was really loud for them. Two things happened. Of course, it wasn't in the midst of simultranslating. When microphones were being adjusted, he took off the headset so that he was not getting things that hurt his ears. And then he also informed people in advance, by the way, those microphones are very sensitive. So if you tap them, it will be impossible for me to hear anything else. So I'd appreciate it if you just aware. But if you do that, then you don't have anything to blame your upset on.
Right.
And look, you're a human being, and human beings, as far as I can tell, like to make something else responsible for those things they consider negative in their life, like upsets.
You know, we were joking with Naz about that, her DVD or CD, whatever it was, for the
yoga.
It's like when it was missing, her mind immediately skipped to Lawrence must have moved it. And she laughed when we said that because that's exactly how our minds are. We don't want to be
responsible.
And because we think responsibility is blame. I don't want to be blamed
or
for
guilt. And it's not. It's just realizing that you have something to do with how your life is showing up.
Right. So that's the choice, really, is it?
And it's a moment-to-moment choice. You know, and sometimes if
but it does get easier.
It does get easier. So here you have options, for instance, to support people in supporting you up front, you know, just so you know.
Or you can just include the sound and not...
And know that that happens.
Right. We lead a seminar in New York City, and there's a pool, a swimming pool, next door... Mm-hmm. on that floor of this hotel that we're in, and sometimes there's noise. So we inform people coming into the evening or the weekend that there will be some noise coming from the swimming pool.
And on Sundays, we can expect it's going to be children singing Row, Row, Row Your Boat.
Because it's swim class.
And so if you think what you're doing is serious and more important, they will be annoying. But if you include it, you expect it, it's a whole different experience.
Right. Thank you very much.
You're very so welcome. Really, I like your questions.
Really, I do too. I've enjoyed answering them. We've enjoyed speaking with you today. Thanks for being a part of this podcast.
Yes.
Well, thank
and
you.
And part of our community too. Excellent. Shall we take our next caller?
Yes.
Mr. Christian, where are you today?
Hey, guys. Today I'm in Munich, Germany.
All right.
That's your new home now, yeah. Right?
Yes, exactly. I'm actually in my room on my comfy chair. So, yes, it's very cozy.
What was that?
He's in his room on his comfy chair.
Oh, I got it.
All right, what can we do for you, sir?
So, I actually had today a very funny moment. I went swimming, and I hired a swimming teacher to teach me a specific type of swimming, and I got a very nice training plan from him, very detailed, described what I can learn or how it describes the technique and exercises I can do in swimming. And when I was in water, out of the blue, I got the thought of, oh, why do I have to do this? And who told me to do this? And I almost started to draw or think in the water. And like, I was thinking in the water. You were thinking down to the floor. I was like, wow, okay. It was me. It was my choice to do it. And then when I saw that, it was like a very instant. And I had like this inner smile. And my swimming got so much better. Like, ding! And I could do what he told me.
Like,
I love that thinking made you sink.
What are you thinking about?
What are you thinking about?
Yes, it was really thinking. I was thinking.
Very fun. And you know, when you said that, why did I do this? It sounded young. You know, that thought process, I don't want to, how come I have to get out, you know, that's very fun.
Yes. What? And you know, also, what I can see is, I had this story about swimming, that I'm not a good swimmer, or that I had like bad experiences with it, and I'm not able to do it. And I still have the story, but with transformation, I can be a fantastic swimmer.
That's so right.
Cool.
Good for you.
Reminds you a little bit of this fellow who came last Monday night. He's getting ready to write a paper, a dissertation for his master's degree, and he's finding it a bit confronting. He talked about it recently at a seminar. So I said to him, hey, how's it going? And he sighed, and then he answered me. And then at the end of the night, I saw him slipping out of the room. So I went over to say, hey, goodbye, have a nice week. And he said he was being really hard on himself because he felt so bad that he had, answered me and sighed. And I was like, wow, we are all so hard on ourselves. He has no clue what a cool person he is. You know, I admire that you have the desire to swim and you're confronting whatever's between you and being that expert, fantastic swimmer. I also admire that gentleman for thinking that he is somehow doing his life wrong and he's still coming anyway and confronting that idea. You are just...
You know, confront means to be with. That's all it means. Mm-hmm. And if you allow yourself to be with the ideas you have about yourself without judging yourself for those ideas, but just see them as they are, they will leave you alone. And they will dissolve.
What's neat is you just described instantaneously in that moment being able to swim better. It's not just someday as you learn and get more practiced at techniques, which will happen also.
See, if you're swimming when you're swimming, you'll do great. Uh-huh. If you're thinking when you're swimming, you are going to sink.
Thinking you're sinking.
There was, for those, this is an in-joke that Christopher knows Christian knows about, and Ariel and I know about. It was from Berlitz, the language school. There was a scene.
With the German Coast Guard where a young guy takes over the microphone and somebody's going, "Mayday, mayday, I'm sinking, I'm sinking." And the fellow says,
"What are you sinking about?"
So cool. And just want to come back to what you said about the courage to still keep going, even if the fears or I had fears or confronting.
Yeah.
Keep going and confronting myself with it, or as the gentleman does with the exam. And I never saw it from that perspective.
But get this, Christian.
Yes.
Once the fear is always before you engage in the action. Once you engage, that fear disappears.
It's similar to before I take a walk. Will my legs carry me? Will it be too much? I love it. But that little gap before full engagement, those phantom fears, from wherever they are, they're certainly from the past.
Probably based in your childhood when you weren't very capable.
Projected off into the future. And it's really neat. You're looking to see what you want and then bypassing
all of your reasonable mind's justifications for not going for your life.
Especially when you say you had, quote, bad experiences with swimming. A lot of people have had bad experiences in water, in life, in relationship, in communication, in work, and, you know, and then we can either say, well, that's it, I'm not doing that anymore, or you make a choice.
And you can be the master of your life rather than the victim of your life.
In an instant, if you're thinking, you are sinking.
I love that.
That's so cool. I haven't thought about that joke when I was swimming, so... When you're now
you'll
told
think
them,
about like, it yes. now, huh?
Yeah.
You have another great laugh, gotta say. And
thank you.
Yes, and we look forward to seeing you
in Hamburg.
Yes.
Soon.
Yes.
And we're thrilled you're coming to Costa Rica again too.
Yes, I'll see you in Costa Rica and see you in Hamburg. Thank you so much.
You're welcome
hey,
so
thank
much.
Thank you so much.
Well, this show is
winding
down. It's been a treat talking to Naz and Micah and Marin and Christian and you.
Yes, next week's show. Everyone is afraid of a no.
If you're enjoying being here, share it.
Yeah.
Transformation happens when you share it.
Yeah. Join us for a seminar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I always challenge you to say that because everyone's afraid of a no.
Come back.
Yeah, we'll be back next week.
So come on back.
And don't miss
being here.
We hope you've enjoyed today's episode of Being Here. If you would like to learn more about instantaneous transformation, visit the Canes website at transformationmadeeasy.com. Be sure to tune in next Wednesday for another empowering episode of Being Here.